Welcome to MTV Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today, Saturday, June 11, 2016, you're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide. The Tour Divide is a mountain biking time trial along the Great Divide mountain bike route going from Banff, Alberta, Canada to Antelope Wells, New Mexico. We're in day number two. This is a true up of our calls. We want to give you a little bit of information as we know it. And we can tell you that my call, of course, you've already seen, has come through the border first. Came in about 7:05 this morning. That's about 23 hours from the start, which is just amazing. And Josh Cotto wasn't too far behind, and Liam Crowley was right there too. So they kind of caught up with Mike, or came real close to catching up with Mike in Eureka. And then they headed out into the Red Meadow Lake area and over the Flathead in that area. And Mike Hall said that his batteries, I guess, had jostled a little bit. So he managed to get his spot working. At the time he makes his call in, his spot is not working, but when he got to Eureka for breakfast, his spot was working again. So that's great. So now we can watch as riders make their way south. So no need to send Mike another spot. So that's great. It looks like Mike may have the fastest time to Whitefish in race history at 1 day, 8 hours, 30 minutes. That beats his previous time by right at an hour, which is amazing. Beats Craig Stapler's time of 1 day, 8 hours and 50 minutes by 20 minutes. So yeah, it's a record pace, but anything could happen. Josh could make some time and pass him, or Liam could even come out. I mean, you just really don't know. It's way early. It's only day two. Anything could happen between here and Antelope Wells, New Mexico. As far as the record is concerned, of course, weather plays a huge part in that, as does unforeseen circumstances. So we'll just have to wait and see. We got several calls today, starting this morning with Michael Devitt called in. We hear from David Churnside, Mike Hall, of course, Josh Waters, Hal Russell as well. And then we heard from Josh Cotto this evening from Whitefish. Yeah, just want to play back all the calls from all those who called in today for you, just to give you a place to get them all at one time. Don't forget to go out and get the calls on mtbcast.com. If you don't have the smartphone app, look on your smartphone app store and look for MTV Cast and download it. There is a call-ins icon at the bottom. That will give you all the call-ins as I post them, and you can listen to them that way. But in the evening, we like to true them up so that you have them all in one place, and so they can also go out into the main podcast feed, and that's what this is about. So without further ado, here are your call-ins for day number two of the Tour Divide.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Devitt. Boy, was it wet out there today. I had hoped to make it to Sparwood. I'm in the hotel in Elkford with about 45 bikes standing in the hallway in the basement. Just super muddy, and I'm from Oregon, so that's saying something. Really, really fun. Met a lot of great people out there today, but I got to tell you, like, there's nothing that dampens your spirits like mud that you can't even ride a straight line through. And the country we were going through apparently was absolutely beautiful. I saw a postcard in the hotel lobby. We didn't get to see any of it today because it was all just completely sucked in. But better things tomorrow. Apparently it's not supposed to rain so bad, and hopefully the ground will dry out somewhat. But I've never had every piece of clothing I owned so wet. So great first day. Absolutely amazing. Even after that report, phenomenal. We're all super lucky to be out here. Thanks for watching.
Hi, David Churnside calling in from Elkford. It's a pretty tough, cold, wet day yesterday, but a lot of fun. Path is fantastic. Thanks to Matt Lee. It's really cool. Starting early today, see if I can push over Galton Pass or not. I wanted to get to Sparwood last night, but it took me about an hour and a half longer to get to Elkford than what I was hoping, and I was very cold. And I didn't feel like arriving in Sparwood at 1 in the morning. Anyway, I plan to get on the bike and get going. Bye.
Good morning, Dot Watchers. This is Mike Hall calling in from Port of Roosevelt. I'm sorry I haven't been tracking. My tracking unit, there's no life from it. No lights, no nothing. Good day yesterday. Very wet. Could be something to do with wild trackers. Pretty good run into Elkford. Very, very cold. Very wet on this Smithborian and over Elk Pass. Lots of numb hands. Made it into Elkford about 7:45 hours, and straight through there. Messed up a little bit on the, Josephine Falls bypass. So Josh called with me there. And then he was about 5 minutes quicker into Sparwood. And we got into there about 9:45, maybe. I did try and call in from there, but I got the number wrong. Very sorry about that. Just to make sure everybody knew I was okay. Quick turnaround out of there. I think we were there less than half an hour. Chase Josh up to Butt's cabin. Butt's cabin was occupied, so I slept on the porch for a couple of hours. I was joined by Seb, who set off this morning with me when my alarm went off, but I lost him on the hill. Got to the Flathead hiker bike just as the light was getting good enough to see, so that was spot on. Left Butt's cabin at, alarm call at 1 o'clock. And got rolled into the border about 7:05 this morning and got shouted out for going through the signs. Gonna go get breakfast in Eureka. I didn't see Josh's tyre tracks on Golden Pass. I don't know where he is. I'll try and call in again from Whitefish or Columbia Falls. And if anybody is wanting to swap me a tracker out, I will be visiting the Outdoorsman, hopefully, in Butte. That might be the best chance to do that in a few days. Good luck to everybody else, and see you later.
Hey, it's Josh Waters calling in from Sparwood. Yesterday was absolutely crazy. Just mud, rain, cold, ridiculous. And fell a little short of my goal. Stayed in Elkford last night. Got a room. Well, room with a lot of guys in it. But got cleaned up. Beautiful day today. A little bit of a headwind. No big deal. Sitting at Sparwood, cramming down some burgers. And a quick stop. And off and on we go again. Full fat riding single speed. Love the Tour Divide. Day two.
Yes, MTB. This is Hal Russell. Just checking in. I think it's the second day. I'm along the highway here, heading up to Corbin, heading up to the Whitehead and wherever it's at. And doing good, having a great time out here. It's awesome as always. And yesterday was pretty neat. It got a lot of mud and cold rain, and I kind of hard on the bikes. I myself broke a sprocket, so I don't a tooth off of my big ring sprocket, so I don't have a low gear. But it is what it is. So I'm just going to push the other one for a while. I think until I get on down to Butte and stop at the Outdoors, and hopefully they can hook me up, help me out there. But everything out here is going good. It's awesome. I want to thank everybody. I kind of overwhelmed back there before the start of the race. So many nice people in this race and spectators and everything. And just really nice. And that's one of the main parts of this race is awesome people. And so having a great time. I'll check in later. Bye.
Hello, Tour Dividers. This is Josh Cotto. I'm in Whitefish at the gas station, grocery store, fried chicken, potatoes. Doing pretty well. Had a little bit of an encounter today with a fellow coming down the Great Creek Road. Decided that the bicycle shouldn't be on the road and tried driving a vehicle right at me head on. And had to go off the road. Still assisted me, but should feel awesome. Just following the smell of Mike's burning tires in the air, so completely my GPS is following the sense of burning rubber. Everything else is staying safe and avoiding crazy drivers out there. Take care, everyone. Bye.
That's our calls for day two of the Tour Divide 2016. Hopefully you're having a great weekend. I got some chores done today, but tomorrow I'm going to try to get out and hopefully ride. Whatever you do, I hope you do the same and get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap. This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.